headlines in the media world as veteran CBS executive Chris Licht is expected to be named CNN's next president. The announcement is expected to be made by Discovery as soon as next week. The network recently parted ways with President Jeff Zucker after it was revealed he failed to disclose a romantic relationship with another executive at the company. Licht was previously an executive producer on CBS This Morning, as well as Morning Joe on MSNBC. Discovery is in the process of finalizing a takeover of WarnerMedia, the company that owns CNN. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway announced record annual profit over the weekend. The company says fourth quarter profit was boosted by gains in many of its business and common stock investments. This, of course, coming on the tail of Berkshire repurchasing $6.9 billion, with a B, in stock during the quarter and boosting buybacks in 2021 to a record $27 billion, also with a B. The buyback pace has slowed a bit, though, with Berkshire repurchasing $1.2 billion in stock so far in 2022, a little bit below that pace. And Elon Musk announced this weekend that SpaceX's Starlink satellites are now active in Ukraine as the country suffers outages tied to the Russian invasion. Musk was asked by Ukraine's vice prime minister via Twitter to deliver satellite internet to the country, and Musk apparently followed through. Starlink is SpaceX's satellite-based internet constellation, and as a reminder, its goal is to provide worldwide high-speed broadband, especially to areas with unreliable internet access.